Exercise 9, page 36. Speaker 1.
Last month, I moved out of the flat I had been living in for 6 years and moved into a bungalow in the same neighborhood. It's slightly closer to my office, but that's not the reason why I chose it. I just needed somewhere with more space for all my possessions. But after living here for a few weeks, I kind of wish I had stayed put. The problem is the garden at the front. I hadn't realized it would need so much care. Now I spend most of my weekends gardening, and I don't really enjoy it.
Speaker 2.
I was really disappointed when my landlord told me to move out of the flat I was renting. He decided to sell it, so I had no choice but to leave. It was a large flat with an office, so it was perfect for working from home. Anyway, thankfully, he gave me a lot of time to find another place, and I finally chose a townhouse in the suburbs. At first, I wasn't sure, because the neighborhood doesn't have a good name, but after a month here, I have no regrets. Sometimes, a change can be for the better.
Speaker 3.
Last year, I had some money problems, so I decided to move into a smaller flat with cheaper rent. The flat where I used to live was really spacious, and I had filled it with lots of furniture and decorations. So, when I moved, I had to give a lot of stuff away, and that experience was really eye-opening. At first, I hated losing some of my favorite possessions, but gradually, I realized that I never really needed them. Now, in my new flat, I have a simpler and happier life, with far fewer possessions. I've even changed jobs, because I realized my old job was giving me too much stress.
Speaker 4.
A few years ago, I moved out of my mum's home and into a small flat. She didn't force me to leave, but I had started my first job at the time, so I could finally afford to pay rent. And even though the flat was in a poor part of the city, I was really looking forward to living independently. One thing I regret, though, was hiring a moving company. Somehow, a box of my favorite books went missing. I was really upset because they were kind of special to me, and I still don't know what happened.
Speaker 5.
I was quite sad to leave the studio flat where I used to live. It had been my home ever since I left university, and over the course of 6 years, I had put a lot of work into it, making it look exactly as I wanted. But it's good in a way that my current job forced me to move city. The area where that flat was had become quite dangerous. Once, someone broke into the flat and stole some of my valuable possessions. So, I suppose I'm better off in a new flat in a new city.